take care of something around the house. Your wife asked you about it, and you hadn't got around to doing it yet. You said, well, no, I'll do it later.
I haven't gotten around to it.
If you were telling something in a crowd, friends, someone else that witnessed the same thing, you want to verify by him, he said, what would you say?
Say, I can prove it by him.
He said, well, you said, that's right.
That's right,
you ask him. Yeah, I'm saying you asked him a question, you said, that's right. What would you say? You look at him, you said, that's right.
Isn't it John?
Mm-hmm. Or you'd say, am I?
Am I correct? Am I right?
And say someone, or a person calls and want to know if you called him that morning. You hadn't. You said, well, no, it. You said, no, it. Me. I didn't call.
No, I didn't call.
You'd say, it.
Slipped my mind.
No. He was trying to find out who called him, you see. Mm-hmm. And you hadn't called him. You were telling him that you didn't do it. You'd say, well, no, it.
It wasn't me.
Say a kid had a string or something in his hair and he wanted to get it out and he wouldn't stand still. You'd say, well, stand still because I'm not. You're trying to get something out of his hair. I don't want to stand still. You'd say, well, stand still. I'm not.
Gonna hurt you.
And say we're having some coffee and I want mine black. I could, and you're ordering from him, you could say, well, he wants his black. Another way, just saying, give him his what? Cream or sugar? Give him his.
Without cream and sugar.
And
you want mine with cream and sugar.
Mm-hmm. And say you and I are cutting some cloth or string or something, and I'm on one end and you're on the other, and I'm cutting it. I might say first, back away from it. Then again, I might say, come
to it.
Or come me. Come
to me.
Mm-hmm. Instead of to me, I could say, come what?
With me.
Mm-hmm. I'll give another example. You're trying to get a ride toward the courthouse or something. You see someone else. You say, are you going?
Going to the courthouse?
Are you going? Or that direction?
Downtown,
that direction. So you want to find out which direction he's going. You say, are you going what? Starts with T. Are you going to the courthouse?
To the courthouse?
Instead of two, a word that has two in it. But that's not the word I want. You say, are you going to the courthouse? Are you going? Meaning that general direction.
In the direction of the courthouse?
Uh-huh.
Toward the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. If someone was riding on a horse and they fell, you'd say, well, look at there, that fellow, what?
That fell off the horse.
Mm-hmm. Your wife was going out of the house and she got a coat. You caught her at the door. You said, here, you've got your coat on to you.
I'll hand it to you. Push it to you, throw it to you.
No, you just caught up with a girl before she went out. He said, here, you forgot your coat, I have it to you. Well, it's just a term for what you
give it to you?
Well,
and brought it to you.
Say you opened a bottle of pop or beer and the top came off and went across the room. You were mentioning it. You said, look, the top came off this bottle and went across the room. Would you say way across the room, or what? How would you express that?
Went way across the room?
Another way you'd say it? Say it went, is there another way you could say the same thing? It went way across the room is one way.
Mm-hmm. Clear across the room.
Say if someone was looking for some food, which all the stores carried, and you were surprised to find him asking about it. You said, well, you can find that just about
any store.
Or just about
any store.